Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Jackson, left field, little flare. It is caught by Gurriel, who then throws it to the backstop. Mullen scores.
Well, see, I don't know what the... I mean, did he catch it or not?
The Diamondbacks seem baffled. Now they're going to throw to second. What in the world happened here?
Well, Gurriel makes a heck of a play. Said did a great job of base running, of tagging up. You know, Tyler got too far off. The bottom line is the run scored before the appeal. But we didn't see a call on the field. That's a little bit of the problem I had. Thought his command, you know, with five walks, obviously early was not there. Settled in a little bit. Kind of went away from him there later in the outing. He's got a low-grade lat strain, so he's going to be shut down for throwing for about a week, and then we're going to kind of reassess from there and hopefully start throwing, kind of back him get back throwing at that point.
Well, that's Brandon Hyde talking about Zach Eflin, who made three quality starts, which is tops in baseball. I mean, everybody's only had three starts, but he's had three quality ones, which is great to see. And was pitching really well on Monday night against Arizona. Low-grade lat strain. I guess it's better than a high-grade or a torn rotator cuff or anything like that. He's going on the IL. Shut him down for a week. I don't know, Vinny. I'm going to go all... Yeah, I'm Bob the Bummer this week for whatever reason.
Middle of May?
Hopefully sooner than that. He'll resume throwing, they hope, in a week.
Mm-hmm.
He'll miss at least four starts, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Now, on top of Grayson Rodriguez out for the foreseeable future, and he's throwing, which is great. And the lat was kind of the thing that ended Grayson 2022 and last year. I guess with him, more concerning is the more of an elbow tricep thingy there. So you're going to proceed with caution. But the last thing, stating the obvious, that the Orioles need was an injury to their best starting pitcher. Because Charlie Morton went last night, you heard Hyde talking about his command or lack thereof as he labored through five innings. Now, as Eflin gave you three quality starts, and Nolan, get in here too, Morton's been the exact opposite.
Yeah.
He actually lowered his ERA last night with four runs in five innings. But with Eflin, hey, I'm DEFCON 1, no. And I believe 5 is like low-grade DEFCON. I'm looking at a 3. I'll go middle because I'm going to stay pessimistic because the injuries have just destroyed this stat. There is no depth any longer. We talked to Matt Weirich yesterday. We'll talk to Jim Hunter later in the show. Looks like Brandon Young could be the obvious choice because he's on the 40-man. He was scheduled to pitch, or he is, Friday for the Tides. Today it's Kramer. Weather permitting Friday, it'll be Sagano, right? And then Povich in the orange out on Saturday. And then that would flip to Eflin, his turn Sunday. He's not making it, obviously. He's going on the IL. But I guess Brandon Young is the dude who kind of popped onto their radar last year. He hasn't been scored upon so far. Limited innings, well, over 13 in 2025. But, hey, look, he could come up, be the next Mike Boddicker for all we know. But losing Eflin, man, that's a kick in the short ones because no one else can be able to – no one gets past the fifth inning. Well, Povich did, but he gave up 13 hits. But, man, this starting rotation that a lot of people had concerns with, now it's worse than it was when they came out of Sarasota, fellas.
You know what's interesting, Bob, about Lats? I mean, you never heard Lat before in baseball. Now Lat, you know, all these guys are getting hurt with Lat. I mean, I wonder if there's anything preventative you can do to develop your, you know, I mean.
So what's it, the upper back? Is that what it is?
The latissimus is right here.
Over your oblique, which was another word we never heard of before.
It's connected to the oblique.
Yeah. It's got to be max effort related. Not that Eflin throws 100 miles an hour.
Maybe I don't the torque they're putting on it. No, I don't know. You know, I mean, just seems kind of weird. There's so many guys, so many pitchers getting lats.
Well, it just stinks because if you lost anyone in this rotation, even if, say, it was Charlie Morton that got injured, you know, he's not pitching well, but from the depth standpoint, you still have to replace him, and they're, you know, handcuffed in that department. Then on top of that, you lose your best starting pitcher, that makes it even worse. I'm with you. It seems like Young could be the guy to take the spot. We'll see how it pans out with his last start in the minors, how that lines up with Sunday. With the off day tomorrow, though, off day again on Monday, could, in the short term, go back to Morton on Sunday because that would still be 4 days rest. Yeah. Again, but if you think Eflin's going to be out, like you said, potentially weeks and weeks and weeks.
Well, I'm just... negative. Yeah.
Well, if he's not allowed to do anything for at least a week, and then you're going to have a slight ramp up from there, probably throw a couple bullpens, see how he's feeling. Let's say he misses two starts. Could you get by without bringing a guy up? Maybe just bring up an extra bullpen arm and go with a bullpen game at some point? Maybe.
But who would those candidates be?
Well, it could still be Young, but with the anticipation that he only goes like four innings or something.
And let's also not forget that Albert Suarez would have been the perfect guy to fill this role.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah.
And he's out for 2 months. I mean, he's on the 60-day IL. Brandon Hyde said months. I guess two says plural months. But it sounds like they're not encouraged that he'll be throwing anytime soon. So there, it's a quandary.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the birds right now with that story. And D. Kramer's got to step up today. Yeah. I think we all agree with that.
Oh, no doubt. Man bun.
He's been that guy in the past, though.
Sure.
Seems like any
but
time.
But he starts bad early, normally.
But when he's up against it, like his roster spot's in peril, or we're ready to throw him out of the door, he'll rise up and go seven strong. And they need him to do that today.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bob, back to Young. Why not with Young? I mean, it's not like you got four dudes that are kicking ass, you know, right now.
But, you know, maybe they feel he might not be ready, and they can navigate. I mean, I can't think for Mike Elias or Brandon Hyde. You know, Brandon Young, though, again, a year ago, unless you were a diehard follower of the Orioles minor leagues, you didn't know who he was. And in some cases, nobody knew who he was 24 hours ago. Now he might be a guy that could be pitching on Sunday. But the Eplin news, not catastrophic, but it's bad. And I don't know how you could spin it positively in any way, shape, or form, other than to say, well, he might miss a month or 3 weeks.
Well, I mean,
something like
how
that.
How shocked were you when you heard what I mean, I was shocked because we heard Eflin say, I feel pretty good, you know, and
woke up feeling great.
Yeah.
But then the MRI came back and Hyde made the comments after the game.
Yeah.
Because before the game, he's like, I don't know. And they kept, what? I don't know. I got to wait. And then once he found out the results, the expected announcement was made. So there you go. So Eflin, he's going on the IL, but Dean Kramer today for the Orioles, he's got to give them some length against Brandon Faught, who's off to kind of a shaky start for the D-backs. The Orioles could still win the series. They do lose the game 4-3. We heard in the opening here, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Kevin Brown on Masson calling that sequence in the seventh inning where bases are loaded. Holiday hits a fly ball to right. Nolan. Gurriel makes the play. Problem was the umpire didn't rule it
out.
Catch, out, whatever. He did nothing. Luckily, Cedric did tag Cedric Mullins, and then Gurriel airmails it behind the backstop, hit the screen. I mean, it was an errant Nuke LaLoosh level throw, if you're familiar with Bull Durham. But Tyler O'Neill, I guess not knowing what the umpire. Now, the plays in front of O'Neill, I mean, you're running at the crack of the bat, but it's not a rope down the left field line, so you're watching. So the play's kind of in front of you. And as the replay showed, actually in real time, Nolan, he caught the ball. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, it was a catch, kind of a clean catch at that. But there was no ruling on the field, so the runners just kind of won in particular, Tyler O'Neill. And that's why Brandon Hyde challenged it, because there was no call. And then Lass Diaz, who had his own problems with, of course, Torrey Lovello. There was a tag at third. O'Neill didn't tag, so he got forced at second. And an inning that looked like it had great potential for crooked numbers came to an abrupt end, and that was kind of all she wrote for the birds, and in fitting fashion, because this has been a calling card of the Orioles offense this year too, Kerstad grounds into a double play to end the game.
Right. Very confusing. I mean, I thought in real time it was a tough, like, to see where the ball was. And keep in mind, even if you saw it go in his glove, once that turns under as he's sliding, mm-hmm. it could very easily pop out and be behind him, and you have no idea. Replay review, it was obvious. I'm with you on that. Ump's got to make a call. Third base coach got to be a little bit more on top of that, or at least the potential of, if he did catch this, hey, they're kind of, this ball's almost in the stands here, get back to second just to be safe here. It's just kind of an overall failure. But I would even say earlier in the inning, you know, it stinks that it was a hard liner, great contact, ends up being an out. But Kerstad, a couple at-bats before that, looked like he was going to get a nice single up the middle. Diving catch, almost a double play right there on the broken bat swing by Kerstad. So, I mean, they were inches away from having a monster inning there. Just wasn't to be.
And look, I got no problem blaming umpires, referees, officials. I've made it clear. I mean, yeah, they're human, but, you know, they're paid to be professionals just like the athletes are. Mm-hmm. You know, be a professional, do your job. You know, sometimes everybody makes mistakes. But let's not forget the Orioles went six innings without a hit after the first inning, too. So there was a problem with the offense, and Merrill Kelly settled in, and, you know, that was all she wrote. So we can sit here and make excuses, blame things, and blame people. Double plays are killing the Orioles this year. And they're going to have to find out a better way to advance runners or create big innings, because clutch hits, and we saw it in the opener, was great. Of course, Mountcastle rode the pine, as we talked about going into yesterday. And I understand you gave Tyler O'Neill a lot of dough, and after a great start to the season, he's had some base running blunders, to say the least. But Orioles got to get it together. I mean, they're still in a decent position standings-wise, but we're not even 3 weeks into the season, because the Yankees lose, the Red Sox lost, the Tampa lost. So everyone else is dealing with their problemos, and every team's dealing with injuries. But the Orioles' rotation problems, I think, are going to be problematic. Now it's on the offense. Now the offense has to start carrying things.